Some days, don't you wish you could just get away and clear your head for a few minutes? It's not like you need a long-term vacation. You just need a few moments. I think we've all had that time when we just need to walk away for a minute. I'm Carol Heider, and I'm going to talk about the issue of dealing with this kind of stress and how to cope with it. Being an integrative spaces consultant in hospitals has opened me up to the importance of having a place where patients and visitors and even staff can go to decompress. Hospitals require hard decisions sometimes. They require scheduling issues. They require a place to come to grips with what you might be faced. So there are areas in most hospitals now that are known as chapels or prayer rooms, meditation rooms, quiet rooms. They're all intended to support someone's journey. Typically, they're not focused in any religious direction, but instead, they provide a space for reflection, for private prayer, for inspirational reading, for breathing, maybe just for thinking things through. In creating this quiet room or just even a quiet area, it's important that there are specific elements of nature that are represented in either a literal way or a figurative way in order to make the space successful. When someone, whether a patient or staff or an employee or a visitor, is embraced with this universal unspoken statement about balance, it increases their success in getting back on track, in finding their own balance point, and they may not even realize that it's the space that's supporting them while they do this. So here are some specific integrative space ways to create a successful quiet area. Number one, lighting is key. You want to keep it low enough so that people turn inward, but not so low that they can't read if they bring in something to read from. So it has to go right between those two, not too bright, not too dark. Second is seating that's comfortable, yet doesn't enable somebody to just go in and nap. So you would want comfy chairs with arms and high back, but probably not an all-out recliner, because that really encourages people to just drift off. Third, an experience of water. Now, this could be literal flowing water in a fountain, or it could be implied. It could be a picture of water, a photograph of a waterfall, or it could be a sound element of water. The fourth thing is you want some round shape in there. The round shape is all about balance. It's all about... There's no end to the round shape. It just keeps going and going and going. And so there's just kind of an eternal, everlasting message to that. This could be a round rug. This could be a round table. This could be artwork that has round shapes in it. And then finally, you do want either live plants or flowers or photographs. If it's low light, obviously plants won't grow in there very well. Maybe photographs of the redwood forest or photographs of flowers, so that there is this real literal connection between the person and nature. This concept of a quiet room or a meditation room has become the standard feature in most hospitals. Certainly visitors and patients appreciate the opportunity for reflection, but truth be known, the staff are the ones who take advantage of it the most.